Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Live from KPLU North, with Jeff Johnson on bass, Rod Fleeman guitar, the incandescent Karen Allison.
One, two, three, Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never have I once looked back to sigh over romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do. Many a light lad may kiss and fly. A kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, where has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn before I do. And fly, a kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, where has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn, many a red sun will set. Many a blue moon will shine before I do.
Karen Allison here in the KPLU studios. Just great fun. Song from Oklahoma that Lori sings.
That's right.
Pretending she doesn't care.
Exactly.
If some guy is in love with her.
She's
or not.
In denial.
It was a great show in so many ways, such a breakthrough show as well, and in its construction and music and choreography too, the Abbey
right.
Stabile choreography. But you're not really a show
dancer.
Music person.
No.
Oh, what did you say?
A dancer.
No, I've never seen you dance.
No.
So you kind of came back to this great part of the Great American Songbook, and this is one of the tracks. In fact, the title track from your new release, "Many a New Day," and it's music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. How did you come to do this?
I always have about four or five at least concepts going on for a new recording or a new theme for some performance, and I happened to be watching the American Masters program on public television one night, and it was on Rodgers and Hammerstein. Actually, it was on Oscar Hammerstein, and I was just struck by what a decent human being he was. You know, he wrote about his lyrics are much. A lot of them are about doing the right thing, and
but not in a sappy
no, not to me.
That's the trick.
Yeah, and obviously very romantic too. But and then Richard Rodgers' melodies and harmonies are just lovely, and so that's how it kind of came about. I just thought, wow, I love these songs, and then I ordered the DVD box set and gave money to public television.
The box set of
Oscar Rogers. Hammerstein yeah. and Richard Rodgers music. And so I just started to watch these musicals over and over and thinking, well, I could do something with these things. And I made a list of all the songs that I felt I could possibly do. And then you start, you know, you get lead sheets and then play around with them at the piano and see what works and what might not.
Now, I know you wrote all the arrangements for this album as well, didn't you?
Or yes.
Most of them. In listening to prior performances, because a lot of this music has been done by, you know, many people.
Right.
And I know you always want to do things in your own way.
Yeah, however it can speak to you more. And if it speaks to me, hopefully it speaks to the listener, too.
Well, all of that music tells a story. It's always part of the story of the show as well, mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to hear new takes on it.
And, thank you. Yeah. And it's on a new label. I love this label, Motema Records, and Jana Herzen is the president. She's a cool woman, and it's based in New York City, where I'm living, and so it's a nice beginning.
Well, it's getting rave reviews, I know that, all across the country, not just in jazz press.
And I should mention, too, on the CD, it's Kenny Barron and John Patitucci and myself. So it's a small group, but loved.
There's something I wanted to ask you about that, but before we do that, let's have some more music. What's next, Karen?
This is from The King and I. This is I Have Dreamed. Alone and awake, I've looked at the stars, the same that smiled on you. And time and again, I've thought all the things that you were thinking too. Your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close. Close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so. I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. It's like to be loved by you. you very much.
Karen Allison here at KPLU with another wonderful song from her new release, Many a New Day. Now, in the recording, you had John Patitucci on bass and Kenny Barron mm-hmm. piano. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I easily could be, but I don't think of Kenny Barron as accompanying singers very much. Maybe he has, and I just don't know about it. But was that something unusual for him?
But not. I think it might be unusual for him. And we were on the same bill in California somewhere at a festival, and I've always been such a fan of his playing, and because I know he breaks out into Brazilian songs a lot too, which I love. And so I just said, we were talking, I said, would you ever be interested in doing a project together? He goes, sure, just let me know what's... So we exchanged information, and this came up because I thought he would be so... And he is so elegant and soulful at the same time with this music, because you know it can lean to the campy side if you're not careful.
Well, if you do it in a campy way.
Yeah. So yeah. I knew that he wouldn't, and it's an interesting pairing with him and John Patitucci too, because I think they've only worked together one other time, and so they were happy to work together.
Was there a lot of back and forth collaboration? Oh, let's try it this way. Let's try it that way. I don't know how you act in a recording session. Are you just completely in charge or what?
No, I like interaction. I depend on my players, Jeff and Rod, and so much for their input and their creativity when we get into the studio or on the bandstand. So, I mean, I bring in basic sketches of an arrangement, and I have something in mind that I want to hear. But if they have better ideas, I want them. Yeah. I want them to share them with me, and they usually do. So, but for the recording, we just had two rehearsals at my house in New York, my apartment. And and I should mention two wonderful producer that I worked with, also Michael Lenhart, Jay's son,
Jay Lenhart's son. Bassist,
and
Jay
he's
Langer.
A trumpet player and producer with Steely Dan and all that stuff. So we're collaborating on some things. So he helped me as well.
Yeah. I never think of people getting together in a, in an apartment somewhere to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was such a small group. I think we did the same thing with Round Midnight. We just rehearsed at my apartment. So
more of a relaxed,
simple
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, listening to that last song, I thought of another attribute of Hammerstein's lyrics, and that is there seems to be a vein of hopefulness. Mm-hmm. Running through so much of that music, yeah. And a little bit wised up, hopeful,
yeah.
but nevertheless,
right.
And as we mentioned before, that's such a difficult line to trod with, mm-hmm. without falling into the campy area or the sappy part.
Right,
of it.
And there's nothing wrong with that in the right place too.
In the right place, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Exactly,
yeah, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. I want to ask you one thing about something you did last night at Jazz Alley with Randy Porter, where you were playing the piano, and then you started to get up, still playing the piano, and Porter slipped in and took over, and without missing a note. Okay, did you rehearse that a lot?
Well, I told him, I guess we did. It's not really rehearsed. It just says, okay, Randy, I'm going to pass this off to you at some point, and that's it. It's really not a... These guys can do anything, so there's really nothing
really
to
cool.
them, to sneak in wherever, So, but it's fun that way because it doesn't stop the motion.
Yeah.
And I like actually playing with another pianist at the same time too. Sometimes we do that.
Well, we're talking about hopefulness and all the rest of it, but not exactly. I don't think that could be applied to another song that you do. This one from South Pacific. Maybe not entirely cynical, but pretty hard-nosed.
Yeah, it's a good message, and unfortunately, it still, needs to be said today. We should be further along.
Later,
Shouldn't we be further along? Yeah.
Well, would you like to do that one for us?
To be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people that your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. To be taught to hate and fear. You got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed into your dear little ear. You got to be carefully taught. Carefully taught.
Allison, and that one from South Pacific. That was an inspired idea, the way you did that as kind of a lowdown, kind of bluesy.
It seemed like the blues were the way to go with that.
You know, in fact, what I was thinking was it seemed informed by another Allison, Mose.
Yeah. Who,
I know you do a lot of Mose Allison.
I love Mose Allison.
It could almost be a song he wrote. Really.
Yes, it could be. And I was also thinking the Sportin' Life character.
Oh,
you know that guy. You know, coming around and telling you what you got to do, but he doesn't really mean it. Yeah. I played Nellie Forbush in the South Pacific in high school, which is funny because now I'm more of the Bloody Mary. but it was fun. I had a ball, and so that particular musical has a lot of memories for me. We had that was in California, in Oakland, California, but we had the cast party and everything. My poor mom.
Everybody remembers their high school musical.
Yeah, it was fun.
I was so fortunate when I was a teenager. I worked one summer with a professional stock company in New Hampshire. We did a different show every week. We'd start rehearsing next week's show the morning after the opening night of the last one.
Wow.
And it was just wonderful. And we didn't do South Pacific, but we did do Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I was third cowboy, you know,
from
the left when I wasn't working in the flies.
Well, I was a dancing girl in Paint Your Wagon, so
really?
Yeah, and a nun, so it kind of
in the same.
Or no, sorry, Mormon. It was a Mormon
in the same show. Were there Mormons?
No, in the same show.
Oh, yeah.
In a repertory theater group.
I think Clint Eastwood was in the. Didn't Clint Eastwood sing in the movie version?
You're right. That's right.
Maybe that could be your next project. Karen Allison sings Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, if he wants to work with me, I wouldn't say no. I'm just a girl who can't say no, I guess.
I think that would be something worth seeing. One more tune before we go, Karin?
And then sure. Back to Robin. Something from The Sound of Music, just okay. One pass. Edelweiss.
Every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to meet me, blossom of snow. Edelweiss, bless my home.